Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, this is Pam at the Paper Outpost, and this is the Paper Outpost podcast, The Joy of Junk Journals. Answering your crafty questions today from YouTube. Let's jump right on in. Angarama Crafts says, what's cool about this one is it just goes to prove you that not having a complete image from the stencil makes it a little bit whimsy. Love it. She's referring to the Fun Flower Pockets for Junk Journals video. And it's a short, which is kind of fun. And that was using the concept of stencils. And, not completely covering in every section of the paper with the stencil, but maybe almost looking as if some dirty wind blew across the stencil and just left an imprint when you peel the stencil off. It gives it a bit of a mysterious vintage look. It's kind of cool. So consider doing that as opposed to having getting the exact print of the stencil. And don't forget if you have one of those makeup sponges that looks like a teardrop, that makes an excellent stencil pouncing tool. Don't rule that baby out. And you can do it with acrylic paints, with distress inks, but just make sure if you're going to use acrylic paints, you wash it out right away or else it will harden the sponge. Okay. And so somebody asked who's on my shirt. And I think that must have been Stevie Nicks. Who was on my shirt, unless it was Sunny, but it was probably Stevie Nicks. Maxine Dayhuff says, did you make a video of creating the journal? I really enjoy your narratives. I think I answered this one the other day, so I might move forward a little bit. Where do you get a hockey brush? Okay, so I'm thinking she must be referring to the densely packed paddle brushes that I use to stencil, which is what I was using a lot before I discovered using the makeup sponge. I got mine at TJ Maxx, and I have since looked for them. I've seen them in Walmart. I've seen them online. They fall under makeup brushes, makeup paddle brushes sets. You can get them in different shapes and sizes, and you can also buy them individually. And I've also seen them in craft stores and craft sections of stores. So those are some good places to try. Patricia R. Somebody asked, Jayella Andre asks, what glue do you suggest for the hidden spine? Fabrifix is generally what I use. It's a very strong, clear silicone glue. Glues fabric to paper, and paper to paper very well. Generally, I use it very sparsely, but when I'm gluing in a hidden spine to a spine, to a junk journal cover, I will use a liberal amount and then usually close the book, clamp it, press that spine into place, and use some bulldog clips to close the book and then let it sit overnight, and you've got usually a very, very strong seal. Patricia R. said, oh, wow, when we left yesterday with all the Mod Podge on the cover, I was doubtful. Oh, this is referring to how to easily, this one. Oh, there was a video called Got an Old Book Cover Idea for a Junk Journal. So that's the video this is referencing. When we were left yesterday with all the Mod Podge on the cover, I was doubtful, but this turned out beautiful. Now, did you have to retouch any of the accent paints, or does the Mod Podge just dry so clear that it'll all come shining through? I have made a couple of journals. I can't seem to get the edges of my signatures straight. A common problem, Patricia. And beautiful like yours, I think I need bigger clippage to help with the slippage. Haha. I'm starting to speak your language. See you in the next one, whenever that is. Okay, so first of all, the Mod Podge on the found objects that I put on the cover. The thicker the Mod Podge, you're going to get a little bit of a yellow cast to it as it dries. But if you do thin layer after thin layer, I believe you'll get it nice and more along the lines of clear. And I gooped it up good with this particular one. I wanted to see what it would dry like, and what I found is that 24 hours later, I could see through a lot of the drying Mod Podge, and I could see the items with their little shiny accents underneath. And I probably took about 3 to 4, maybe even 5 days for that to fully dry. And there was a little bit of a yellow hue. But I would say overall, it gave a very nice effect. And it was almost like a metallic, not a metallic, like an enamel glass finish the way it looked, because it was a white background. It looked pretty cool. I would say give it a go. Even like if you're afraid to try it on a journal, try it on a piece of paper or a piece of cardboard first. Paint it and glue some things to it, and then cover it in Mod Podge. Like, goop it on there. Mega gooparama. Everything they tell you not to do, just do it. And then let it sit for 5 days. Come back and make your assessment. Yeah. Kind of fun. So that now Patricia R. said, I have to make a couple of journals. I can't seem to get the edges of my signatures straight. Okay. So edges of signatures straight. So are you saying that the signatures are translated north and south and they're not aligned correctly? Or do you mean the east side, where they're all pointing to the right and they don't flush out correctly? I'm not sure if I showed it in that. Okay, so this video was how to easily cut pages for a junk journal. So I showed a couple tricks and tips on how to get your pages cut using a ruler, using a sanding block, also punching your holes, and then making the marks on the back of the spines of the signatures so that your signatures align. That's probably one of the biggest quandaries in the world of junk journal making, how to get those darn signatures aligned. And once you learn a few tricks, it's not that hard at all. But it's something you probably need to see in a video in order to see it. And that video is called How to Easily Cut Pages for a Junk Journal. Plus a hidden spine idea. Okay. Let's see. Pam has this is Eva Web Diva. Oh, that's cute, isn't it? Pam, has the craft chat on Friday been discontinued? Yes, for now it has been discontinued. The videos are now Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'm sorry, but yesterday's Wednesday video would not upload no matter what I did. It was stuck at 65%. Forever, and I tried this and that, and I try reloading it and uploading it and this and that, and every once in a blue moon this is a problem. And hopefully I'll get that one up and loaded for Saturday, so we will not have a Wednesday one this week. I apologize, the Wednesday that already passed. Yeah, nothing I can, it's like pushing a wet noodle around trying to get it to upload sometimes. Easy to be Holly says, your book came out really amazing, and I have one question for you. How come you didn't just use heavy-duty three-hole punch and then use grommets for the holes for the front and the back covers, like the ones in some scrapbooks? You could actually change out for longer ones if you wanted to add more pages, or decide to turn it into a junk journal full of ephemera. Inquiring minds want to know. Definitely a possibility. She's referring to the video titled How to Bind a Big Stack of Full Pages in One Junk Journal. Now I'm trying to flash back on what I did in that video. I apparently didn't use a three-hole punch. I just did whatever I did. I'm not quite sure what I did. I think I drilled the holes. I remember drilling some holes with a little Dremel or a drill bit. That's a way you can drill holes through if you have a fat stack of paper. And it was a pretty fat stack of paper I was dealing with. I don't remember exactly. Let me just turn the video on here and see if I can see really quickly what I did. Isn't that silly? You don't remember what you did? I know it was me. Okay, I'll turn my voice off. Okay, let me just go through. Oh, yeah, it was a drill. There's the drill. A one-hole paper punch will only punch so many papers at a time. the drill will go through a lot. It went through the cover. I think it went through the papers, all in one go. So that way I didn't have to keep realigning everything. It just sort of happened. You could use grommets or big giant eyelets on the cover to reinforce those holes. That would be fine. But the cover was so thick, I thought it didn't need reinforcement. But that is definitely an upgrade you could do. I like your idea very much. Okay, so next, Mama Mode says, yes, one side needs to say D, the other R. Also, before you power it up, could you put the bit perpendicular to the spine touching the drill? Oh, I'm in that. I got to get out of that video. Sorry. I lost my, my other comments and, I was answering some very old questions. Okay. So, Scrapper Gentla says confusion ensues when you want to order 3/16 eyelets, I think she's referring to, and all you find are millimeters. Why can't they be shown with the conversion? I know what you mean. They should be. There is a conversion. And you could do the conversion by just Googling how many millimeters is 3/16 of an inch, and it'll tell you. But I will tell you that even if you have what you think are the exact measurements, sometimes when you're using, I think it's a Crop-It-Aisle Big Bite, and you're using, I don't know, I found that there's variability in the eyelets out there. So sometimes it's good to get some from different companies just to see what's going on. Yeah, that's what I would say. Hang on here. Okay. Right. Got that one. Karen Bright says, always so much fun to follow you. I always learn something new. Maybe you've answered this elsewhere, but I wondered if you ship to Canada. Right now, no, I don't do international shipping, but if that changes, I will let you know. And that has issues to do with customs and that. Sometimes it's hard to get things through different customs because of the coffee dyed pages or the plant material that's in the journal. Sometimes different countries won't accept those things and they have sniffing dogs and they open up your boxes. And I've heard nightmare stories of journals being opened and taken apart and, you know, then kind of thrown back in the box and sent to the person. And I just didn't want to get involved in that. Sonia Lawnfeld says, love your work. What do you spray on your ink pads to wake them up? Water? Oh, I think I answered this. Okay, let me go further ahead. But basically, water. Yes, that's the short answer to that one. Sean Robinson said, well, happy Sunday. I was wondering if I'd seen someone peel the stamp. Oh, I definitely answered those. Pam, do you have a membership to or Patreon? No, I do not. Okay, Patreon is a membership site that where you can put extra special videos, perks, bonuses, things like that. But at an upcharge, you'd have to pay a surcharge. You have to join the Patreon and pay a fee. I don't have that, no. Some junk journalers do, though. Paller 17 says, are you based in Canada or the U.S.? You keep talking about Canada, but being in Florida, I'm so confused. Okay, the answer is I grew up in Canada until I was 21, and then I moved to Florida. That's the long and the short of that. I also call them polywogs. Oh, that's cool. Tadpoles, polywogs. Yeah, we called them polywogs in Canada. I was taught that. That was only when they were in the transition phase. Oh, the transition phase of the tadpole is in the polywog stage. Okay, there you go. Grow for today. You're in Canada? Why did I think you were in Florida or Arizona? No, that's grow for today. I am in Florida. I was in Canada. There you go. I must have caused a lot of confusion on that video. I probably said here in Canada. I could see myself doing that. Olivia Haynes says on the video called Got Scraps of Paper or Fabric, super easy, beginner friendly, something. And she said, another wonderful video. You are such a hoot. I cracked up with the finger puppet thingy. hilarious. You are such a joy to watch. I could watch your videos all day. Ah, who am I kidding? I practically do. See the who am I kidding even when it comes from you. Well, better go because there's lots more Pam videos from the past to catch up on. Thank you so much for all you do and share with your wonderful ideas, humor, and joy. Have a wonderful and blessed day. That's very sweet. Olivia, thank you. There's over 1,000 videos now. I can't believe that. That seems crazy. How did that happen? Who made all those videos? Sunny, you must be exhausted. Camilla Sundum says, today was my birthday, and guess what? Everybody bought me artsy stuff. Yay! What is better than that? And I can use the wrapping paper too. Yay, double bonus. Yeah, I know. We're like kids with the box. We love the box more than the stuff in it because we can make stuff out of it. And then you can use your artsy stuff from your box to decorate your boxes. Oh, that's so cool. I saw someone once mixing cornstarch, PVA glue, and water to make a textured paste, molding paste. I think she means modeling paste. Maybe molding paste. I can't find that video. Maybe it was you, Pam. Anyone find this familiar and have the measurements? Love what you did today, Pam. And that was the Got Book Pages Let's Play with the Papers video. That sounds familiar. PVA glue. If it's just like regular white glue, I don't have the stuff. I mean, PVA glue is basically just regular white glue. Polyvinyl acetate glue or something like that. I think it's like Elmer's glue, school glue, cornstarch, and water will allow you to make some modeling paste. An easy way to make modeling paste is spackle or joint compound, pre-mixed. Just either get the squirt tube or get the little tiny one. You know, it's pink until it dries. You can get that one or just get a regular one in a small pint. It'll last you a very long time. And it works just like modeling paste. It works great. And I think it's less expensive. Maybe it might be comparable. Okay. So next we have Marsha Kopika. Says, is that like gesso or could we use spackle? Okay, so she's already on to me. Yep, that's the trick. It's more like spackle. It's a technique that was creating a raised design. You smear the spackle or the joint compound or the modeling paste through a stencil, and then you lift off the stencil and you have a raised imprint of the stencil. It's kind of cool, actually. I highly recommend playing with it if you've never done it. Loading, that's a funny name. Loading says, I'm new to this junk journal thing. What's the purpose of them and how do you make paper for your journals? Welcome to the world of junk journals. It has the purpose as much as a piece of art that you would hang on the wall or a book. I mean, something that you can look at, you can write in, you can draw in, you can store things in, you can save your own photos, you can take photos from olden days. I like to film mine with interesting old ephemera from old days, but that's just a style. You can do anything you want in them. They can be art journals, dream journals, recipe journals, your memoir, collecting journals, travel journals, and they don't have to be used for the purpose of writing. They can be used just for collections, or maybe you want to practice calligraphy in them. So many things you can do with them. Basically, the process of teaching someone how to create a book out of nothing, just things that you find around your house, maybe some junk mail, maybe some cereal boxes, maybe some old book covers, things like that. And then you are at your free imagination of whatever you want to do after that to go ahead and use your book as you see fit. Is there a way to sharpen those shape cutters? Oh, here's the big quandary. Anyone know? Okay. Paper cutters, like paper punches, like if you heart shape, triangle shape, square shape, butterfly shape, dragonfly shape, you know these things that punch paper shapes. Can you sharpen them? Okay, very tricky to do. Now there's a difference between a dull one and one that jams a bit. Okay, so if you have one that jams a bit, if you punch some wax paper over and over again, sometimes that will transfer enough of the wax onto the edges of the cutting parts, and that will help it slip apart easier, and that might solve your problem. I've read, if you want to sharpen the blades to punch through aluminum foil or tin foil, and that will help sharpen it. I've never had success with that, and I had a knife cutter make a comment once saying that doesn't work. But some people swear by it, so there you go. I tried to buy some used ones on eBay over the years, and sometimes people get rid of them because they don't cut well, so I ended up with a bunch of ones that didn't cut well. Ever since then, I've tried to buy them new, and I try to buy them only selectively as I really want and need them. Whereas before, when I was buying them used, I would buy a bushel full of ones I didn't really need that many. Who are we kidding? But I gravitated towards the new ones because they were good, fresh cutters that way. So there you go, folks. I hope you had fun. It was always enjoyable listening to your questions and what you're getting to know what you're thinking about out there. I hope you have some crafty fun today. And remember to create with reckless abandon. Take care. Bye.